Very good. Now, if you frown, you have to stand on your head. Because a frown upside down is a smile. Yeah. Now, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want the Holy Ghost to turn me upside down and make me walk around with my head. I have enough trouble walking around with my feet, right? Hallelujah. Praise God. And I have big feet. Most of the time, I put my foot in my mouth. Yeah. Tonight, we're going to start a new study. I'm grateful that we can come back on Wednesday nights and get in God's Word. But we're going to look at the fivefold. What do we got? It? Fivefold ministry. Amen. We have the extended hands of God, His hand that Christ and His left hand, the church, His Son and the church. But we also have the five fingers, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. Amen. So it's the hand of God. Amen. So as we're extending our hands, we operate and move under the fivefold ministry of the Spirit of God in the body of Christ. So tonight, with that in mind, we want to go to Ephesians chapter 4. You have your Bibles with you. Ephesians 4. And I'll begin to read with verse 1. He says, verse 1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That's so important before we get into our study tonight. That verse that says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. No, the Word of God says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Amen. And if we're operating and moving in the Spirit, we're not looking for things that bring division. We're looking at things that bring unity in the body of Christ. Every last one is valuable and every last one is important. Amen. And we have to accept one another for who we are. And if they need to change, let God change you. Amen. Verse number 4 says, there is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Now, we're going to talk about this a lot in the weeks to come, because God has given everyone a measure of faith, and God has given everyone a gift that is for the benefit of someone else. Amen? And when we get a reality of that, revelation of that, we'll see that how much we're really needed. Sometimes we don't feel needed. You know, I want to go somewhere. Sometimes we don't feel needed because we're looking at the way we think things should look, instead of stepping into what God's getting ready to do, and then you'll recognize how much you're needed.
Yes.
Amen. When God's going to do something new, old things are going to pass away. Behold, all things are going to become new. And when God is doing something different, we can't bring the old with the new.
That's right.
Amen. So when we're looking at that, God's getting ready to do something special in our hearts and our lives. I really believe that there's a mighty move of God. He's telling us tonight, just like that, He let it rain. Amen. It's raining from heaven. So first thing I want to talk about for us to have understanding of is there's one family. One family. When I was looking at the one family, the Lord first talked to me about the conduct. How to conduct yourself as a family member. Now, wait a minute. Now, why do you say that? Well, the reason I say that is because many come from broken families, and they don't even know what a family is like. And God wants you to know that He loves you, and He has a plan and purpose, no matter what your background was, no matter what your history was, that He comes and brings love to you. Amen? And it's some love that some people have never recognized and never seen. Amen? And sometimes we take for granted, just because if we haven't been in a broken house or a broken family, or that there's others that have. So what we're saying is, one thing with the kingdom of God, we're one family.
Yes. under God.
Indivisible.
Amen. Praise God. Y'all had to laugh at me if you listened to the message on Sunday from I was doing the Declaration of Independence, so I quoted Gettysburg Address. Hallelujah. I quoted the Gettysburg Address, and then I remembered that when I was in high school, I didn't listen too much. I was doing other things. But I did remember the Gettysburg Address. I guess that's going to give me something, right? Oh, that's right. Right? Well, you should have jumped up with me and started singing. Amen. That's what you were. That's what the whole place was waiting for Cassandra to jump up. Schoolhouse Rock! Amen. So he's talking about the conduct. You know, when I was thinking about that conduct, I was thinking about you too, Joel. And one of the things the Lord was speaking about is how much you love trains. And one thing about a conductor, he has to learn how to conduct himself before he can become a conductor, right? Amen. And so many times before we can be a conductor or a leader, we got to learn how to conduct ourselves. Amen. In other words, it's not about telling somebody what to do, it's letting them see how to do it.
Amen.
Amen. Let our light shine before men that they may see our good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. She's fine. I'm louder than her. Amen. So first, one family, the conduct, Romans chapter 12. Are y'all with me?
We're there.
Is it okay to have fun in church?
Yes, it is.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
I think it works almost easy. He's kind of hilarious sometimes because when I wake up in the morning, I look at myself and go, you have a sense of humor, don't you, Lord? Amen. But Romans chapter 1, and we're talking about the family, we're one family, and how to conduct ourselves. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, verse number 1, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Now, wait a minute, let me stop here. If God gives you a word of prophecy for someone and you don't believe it, don't tell it to someone else.
That's right.
Hello? Amen. 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 If you don't believe it yourself, don't tell somebody else.
Right.
That's what he says in proportion of faith. You have faith to believe what you're speaking. When he calls you to speak it more. But if you don't believe it, shut up.
That's right.
Is there a nicer way to say it? Be quiet. Be still. What? Amen. He having the gifts there. Okay, then it or ministry. Let us wait on our ministering or on the teaching, on teaching. Or he that exhorteth with exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. So first he says, hey, we're going to conduct ourselves as family members. Amen. Guess what? When my family member messes up, guess what? They're still my family member. Their name didn't change because they messed up. Their name didn't change because they fell. Amen. Their name didn't change because they weren't going the same direction I was going in. They still have my same name. My brothers and sisters all have Sly as their last name. Amen. And so as a child of God, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you've done, he claims you and we claim you as our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And God wants you to know that you have great value and great worth, and you're important to Him, and you're important to us, And you should be important to one another.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is a family ministry.
Yes.
A family ministry. God loves family.
Yes, Amen. Lord.
So he says, one, the conduct. Secondly, he's going to talk about the calling. The calling. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse number 18. The Word of God says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So we find that as the family, we're to conduct ourselves as family members. We're to follow the calling in which we're called. Amen. And we're also to recognize ourselves is the family, is the church. And every time he's talking about the building, he's not talking about the building where we're meeting. He's talking about us. Amen. He's the cornerstone and we're the building.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We're the building blocks. Yes. So in Colossians chapter 1, as we look at the church, verse number 23, the Apostle Paul says, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, if you not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and which was preached to every creature, which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is of the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to the saints, to whom God will make known was the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So what he is saying to us first, as this fivefold ministry, as we're looking at it, he is saying first, we're one family.
Amen.
One family. And in this one family, we're to conduct ourselves according to the Word of God. And if we follow the Word of God, we can stay in unity and connected to one another because yes. He is the connector.
That's right.
He is the unifier.
Yes.
He is the one that brings the peace, the perfect peace that surmounts every bit of understanding.
Yes,
he says for each and every one of you, as a family member, and the conduct, but you also have the calling. Amen.
Yes.
The call of God is irrevocable. It changes not. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Sometimes men and women are looking for the next thing and they haven't done the last thing.
Amen.
God will add to gifts if you're using the gifts that he's already gave you.
That's right.
And if you aren't using the gifts that he's already given you, you'll be waiting. If you're trying to get something else, you're not going to get it. Till you put the work what he already gave you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look at the one next to you and say, you surely are gifted by God.
You surely are gifted by God.
It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure.
To sit beside you.
To sit beside you.
Look at the other one and say, it's a pleasure to be married to you. Not you as yours. Well, stop that right there. So we have one family. We have one Father. One Father. The one Father is the source of all things.
Yes,
amen. So look with me in Hebrews chapter 12. Need a reminder of this, man.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been going through some of them spanking things.
Yeah.
Verse number 5. The writer of Hebrews says this, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speak with you as unto children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure in chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, you are as you are dogs and not sons. I'll just leave that there for the little kids. Furthermore, the Bible says, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much more be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they barely for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Yes, wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Yes. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Yes. Amen. In other words, the Father is the source for us is the Son, the source of Son. What you got? I'm allergic to beans, so I'm going to celebrate that. There's nothing better than a dead bee if you're allergic to them. the Son in 2 John chapter, there ain't no chapters. Chapter, verse number 1. John the Beloved writes this, the elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth. And not only, I need to get back to the TV. And not I only, but also all they that have known the truth. For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. You know, God's truth is always ministered in love. You know, and one of the things about us as brothers and sisters, as family of God, we can love one another, minister to one another, encourage one another, and if we don't do it in love, usually it causes issues.
Yes, it does.
Right? You know, I pray that there be more love.
Yes.
And less of me.
Yes.
You know, and as we operate in the love of God, amen, what the love of God is doing is we bring the truth. It doesn't come with condemnation.
That's right.
We're here to build one another up.
That's right.
There's enough condemnation in the world. Yes. We don't need it in the house of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
After the old school, I've been around the block a couple times. I have a few t-shirts. Don't have any more t-shirts in my closet because I would have cleaned my closet out. Amen. This is a new shirt my wife just bought me.
Good shirt.
Any way that I'm dressed, my wife dresses me. She does well.
Yes, she does.
So what the Lord is saying to us, he has the Father, gives us the Son, and he gives us the Spirit, okay? So we have the source as the Father, through the Son, by the Spirit. Alright?
Yes.
Everything is done. God is always the source.
Yes, he is.
Alright? Jesus is the way. Amen? Everything's, and so he has shown us that. So in Galatians chapter 4, God wants to remind us, through the Spirit, He says in verse number 6, and because you were sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And of a son, then an heir of God to Christ.
Yes.
So remember, God is the source through the Son by the Spirit. Amen. All three are one. Amen. We can't eliminate any part of it, but all three need it. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need more of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
I need more of the Spirit that lead and guide me.
Yes.
Amen.
Correct me. Instruct me. Correct me.
Amen.
Give me everything I need.
Get ready, man. There's some good stuff coming Sunday, I believe, from the Lord.
Yeah, glory.
So we have one Father. We have one family. We looked at the conduct, the calling, the church. We have one Father. He's the source through the Son by the Spirit. Alright? And then we have one faith to trust. And this is one of my favorite scriptures. How many know your pastor has a lot of favorite scriptures? How many heard you tell me that's my favorite? Guess what? You know what my real favorite scripture is? Genesis to Revelation and everything in between. That's my favorite scripture. Because you know what? God said it all.
Yeah.
And when God said it all, God loves us so much. And some things that are a little ouchier for our benefit. Amen. But Jesus said in John 14, verse number 6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. From henceforth you know him and have seen him. Jesus is the way to the truth that brings us life.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, Jesus is the way.
Jesus is the way.
To the truth.
To the truth.
That brings us life.
Brings us life.
Amen. So secondly, he says also to triumph. Ephesians chapter 6. If faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, whether you recognize it or not, everything that comes to you on Wednesday nights, and most of the times on Sunday, is the word of God.
Yep.
And whether you recognize it or not, your faith is being increased.
Yes.
You're growing in faith.
Yes, you are.
Amen. You'll be able to believe in things that you didn't have the faith to believe in before.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And guess what? There's very few people that doesn't hear me when I speak. I know I'm soft-spoken and everything, but... Amen.
Amen.
So he says to you and I, in Ephesians 6, he reminds us, above all, taking the shield of faith. How many know that the devil is always shooting safari darts at us?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation. What the helmet of salvation is, you have to have a no-so mentality.
Yes.
Amen. It can't be, I think I can, I think I can. It has to be, I know I can, I know I can. I know I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength.
Amen.
So no matter what the adversary is trying to bring my way, I know I can, I know I can, I know I can, I know I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. It's His strength that makes me is perfect in my weakness.
Amen.
In other words, I'm not resting on myself. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in this world. And I'll overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. What am I saying? In other words, I don't want to feed the adversary. He gives enough feed as it is.
That's right.
Amen. Put him under you.
That's it.
Amen. Don't put them behind you.
Yep. Put them under your feet.
He said, what? Don't put them behind you. Mm-mm. There's no armor on your back.
Nope.
All your armor's on the front. Mm-hmm. Unless you have a brother standing in the green room with you. Can you stand a minute? He's you. When centurions are more valid, go on up here a minute. Just face this way like that. The centurions are facing, what they did is they were back to back.
Yeah.
I got his back.
He's got my back.
Amen. And we have the armor on the front. Amen. That means we're really connected. Thank you. I was going to ask you to dance. You might have been. You dance for Jesus, will you?
you
watch out, man.
That's a test of faith.
Wait, now watch it. The Holy Ghost is going to come. We'll all be dancing. Amen. And the sword of the Spirit, our only offensive weapon, is the Word of God.
Yes.
My words don't do a thing to Satan.
Nope.
I have no authority over him with my words. But when I speak the Word of God, he said that every name in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm glad you're my family member.
I'm glad you're my family member.
To treasure, and I have it in Hebrews 11:6, familiar scripture. He reminds you and I. Verse number 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So what is he saying to us tonight? He is saying we're one family.
Yes.
That we're to conduct ourselves as family members. You answer the calling that's on our lives because you are the church. Mm-hmm. And he said, we've got one Father. He is the source through the Son by the Spirit. And we have one faith to trust, to triumph, and to treasure. Mm-hmm. Amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
So in Ephesians chapter 4, back to our text. Verse number 6. He reminds us one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. And what the Lord was speaking to my heart is, what this calls for is, we talk about all. It calls for all in. All in.
All in.
Amen. He's calling us all in. Are you with me?
Amen.
Amen. Can we just lift our hands? You can stay seated. Since everybody's in different positions, we'll just stay seated. We'll just lift our hands. God, it doesn't matter if they're seated or you're standing or what have you. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're grateful that you call us to be a family, Father God. We're grateful that you give us your Son and the Spirit, Father God, to help us in this battle, that we, by faith and trust in you, we can triumph. So, Father, we treasure your word. We treasure everything that you're doing, Father God. You're a good, good Father.
Yes, you are.
And we love you so much, Father God. So, Lord, I pray that you minister to your children, Father God, tonight. Meet each and every one right where they're at. Yes. Love on them supernaturally tonight, Father God. Yes. May the love of God just saturate their very beings. Yes. And, Father God, may you be glorified and magnified and exalted into their lives. I pray for a couple of the family members that are here tonight that are traveling tomorrow for Melissa and Timmy and Butch and Marlene and others that are leaving. They're going on vacation. Father God, give them traveling mercies on the highway. Watch over and protect them all. Father, I thank you for the procedure that was done with Tony Wilson today, Father God.
Yes.
And you're Jehovah Rapha, your healer, Father God. I pray that you continue to do your healing work there in Jesus' name. Father, we praise you and give you glory for all you've done, all you're doing, and all you're going to do. Amen, amen.